Welcome back to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, teaching the Word of God simply. Today we're going to talk about God's timing revealed. Are the feasts in the Bible God's, the Jew, or Christian? So let's talk about two of the seven biblical feasts and what they mean. What are their significance and what do they mean for you and me as believers in the body of Messiah? But first, we need to know what they are and where they came from and who they're for. Okay, so they are found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and they came from God himself. And contrary to popular belief, they are not just for the Jew. They're for everyone who joins themselves to the olive tree and are believers in the Jewish Messiah, because they are, in fact, pictures of Jesus' first coming, and they prophesy his second. Now, make no mistake about it. All translations agree that these are the Lord's appointed festivals, designated times of the Lord, or the Lord's appointed times. So with that, let's get started. Now, you know how everything in the Old Testament points to Jesus, right? First, it was the blood of the Passover lamb that delivered the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt. Well, did you know that in the Bible, Egypt represents darkness? So when you come to faith in Jesus, it is his blood, the blood of Messiah, that delivers you out of your slavery in Egypt, otherwise known as sin and darkness. But it gets better, because it was 50 days later after leaving Egypt when they, the children of Israel, arrived at Mount Sinai and received the Torah, God's law, his instructions. Well, guess what happened about 1,300 years later and precisely 50 days after a specific event? Well, there was an upper room and something happened. Remember how something fell on those in the room and how everyone from all over was able to hear these uneducated men speak about the good things God has done in their own language? You know it by its Greek name, Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit fell on those in the room just 50 days after Jesus ascended. And just so we're abundantly clear, speaking in tongues is not speaking some repetitive gibberish that no one understands, because the Bible is clear if you just read Acts 2, 1 through 13 for yourself. Okay, so let me paint this picture for you. You have 50 days after arriving at Mount Sinai, you receive the law with no power to walk out what it says perfectly, which is why 50 days after Jesus ascended, we get the power to walk it out in the Holy Spirit. Now, to be clear, the power being talked about isn't what some have perverted it into. No, in fact, it is the power to stand boldly and preach the good news, or at least that's how I'm reading Acts 1:8, where it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." That's Acts 1:8. Now, do you realize the power you need, that we need, to witness, to stand firm and proclaim the good news? Why do you think it's so hard? On your own, under your own strength, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All right, so check this out. You know how God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh, which is called the Sabbath or Shabbat in Hebrew? Well, he also blessed it. And did you also know that the Sabbath is a shadow of Messiah? He did say, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest," in Matthew 11:28. But what rest was he talking about? Check out the verse in Revelation 26 where it says, "Blessed and holy is anyone who has a part in the first resurrection. Over him, the second death has no power. On the contrary, they will be priests of God and of the Messiah, and they will rule with him for the 1,000 years. Again, that's Revelation 26. So what does this have to do with the Sabbath? Well, many believe in a 6,000-year cycle in accordance with the 6 days of creation. Now, to get there, you also have to agree with Psalm 90, verse 4, and 2 Peter 3, 8, where it says that a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. So what am I saying? First, no one knows the day or hour. That's Matthew 24. And I'm not trying to speculate or predict, only to say this. When you align a 6,000-year cycle to the days of creation, adding in the Jewish calendar, you will see that we are in the year 5783. Pretty close to 6,000, right? Let me know what you think. Now, if this has blessed you, then please share it. Give it a like. And go over to Amazon. Check out the book that I wrote called The Periodic Table of Character Traits, The Design Elements to Living Your Best Life Now. And you can also check out my newest work, Genesis Explained, a beginner's commentary to the book of Genesis, which is currently number one in new release. Go figure. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. God bless.